www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
The people of the state of California, plaintiff versus Conrad Robert Murray, defendant. Case number SA-073164. Title of court and cause. We, the jury in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter.
That's it. They put him in cuffs, and Conrad Murray was very stone-faced, realizing he will practice medicine no more and could go to prison for up to 4 years. No bail, because he's a flight risk, so he'll be sentenced on November 29th. This is another crazy chapter, the last chapter in one of pop culture's most crazy tragedies or shocking tragedies, the 2009 drug overdose of the king of pop, Michael Jackson, at the age of 50, just as he was about to hit a series of big-time concerts in London and never got there. Part of what happened was this doctor, who was so complicit because he was willing to take the $150,000 a month that Jackson was willing to get so he could get his anesthesia that normally is only administered in situations where you're in an operating room or someone's in a coma. But no, he had insomnia. He wanted it, and he got it from Murray, who was only too happy to oblige him. Justice was served here, and that's where we start on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between the buzz in the backyard. Part of it is over this verdict. Fans went crazy. You could hear that shriek in the background. It kind of broke up the tension and the silence in a very packed courtroom in Los Angeles when that judgment you just heard was read out loud, and of course the crowd outside of the courthouse erupted as well. Justice served here, but what about those kids who spent some time at the Neverland Ranch? We'll never know. Was justice served there? I don't think so. Remember the long trial, the drawn-out trial for Michael Jackson in Santa Maria? But in this case, there's no question. Murray should have got it, and he did. He should not be practicing medicine. They didn't have a leg to stand on when they tried to come up with a defense for him because there was nothing that could explain why this incompetent boob was administering propofol, which is an incredibly potent, as I said, anesthetic that you only use really during surgery in Jackson's bedroom without any kind of safeguards. And then when things went wrong, he botched it. And you knew he tried to cover it up, I believe, the best way he could, and it wasn't good enough. Some people believe, listen, he's a scapegoat, but I don't think so. Medical experts, household employees, former girlfriends couldn't do anything to prop up this doctor. And prosecutors, at one point in this trial, because this has gone on for like 6 weeks, they played, and we played this on the show, it was hard to even make it out. They played that voice, the drug-slurred voice that was recorded just weeks before Jackson's death. And when they played that, there was a photograph of Jackson dead on a hospital gurney. And I think that really hit home with this jury. So it didn't take very long. In fact, less than 9 hours for the jury to come up with their decision. And it was, I believe it was the right one. But justice served here, justice not served, I believe, in the case of Michael Jackson and the kids in Neverland Ranch. But this chapter is closed, nevertheless. One chapter that is not closed is Herman Cain and the women. The total of women now that have come forward is 5. The fourth being the most interesting, and the reason the fourth was interesting is because she didn't pull any punches. She stood in front of the microphones with Gloria Allred at her side and some others and talked about what happened when she worked for Herman Cain. Take a listen.
I was very, very surprised and very shocked. I said, "What are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend." "This isn't what I came here for." Mr. Kane said, "You want a job, right?"
And what she said is that he was trying to get her to, was pushing her head down on his lap and was also trying to put his hands up her skirt. And that was what Kane was saying. "You want a job, don't you?" And this was often a business meeting. There were other people, too, that were in this business situation. So she comes out. And her name, by the way, is Sharon Bilek. She comes out at a news conference and just describes it. Doesn't pull any punches, just describes it. Immediately, Kane puts out a denial, says he's never sexually harassed anyone, and this is taking a huge toll on his wife. This woman says, "I'm not trying to sue him. I don't have any reason to do this other than I'm sick of what's happening to the other women because of what's being talked about, that they're not going public with their names or any explicit details of what they had to contend with, what he did." The woman that spoke out is a registered Republican, and what's interesting is she met Kane again last month during a Tea Party event in Chicago and asked him if he remembered her. He acknowledged he remembered her, is what she's saying, but looked uncomfortable and didn't say anything. So, here we go again, more tales. Ultimately, does this bring Herman Kane down? Will he continue to drop in the polls? In your estimation, people listening here to America Tonight, does this make you think, this guy, Commander-in-Chief, are you kidding me? Sure, he's plain-spoken. I like some of his ideas. He's not caught up in the political machine, but he's caught up in a bunch of nastiness that he won't explain from the past. Or are you of the other breed listening who say, well, she didn't file a workplace complaint against him. She wasn't employed at the time when that happened. They got affidavits from the boyfriend at the time who said that, you know, this is what happened. This is true, because they want to make sure they came forward and wanted to be honest about it. And what the Sharon Bilek says is she hoped for the sake of his candidacy that her case was an isolated thing. But when she heard about the other allegations, she felt like she needed to come forward and say something for the other people who wouldn't do it, and then said, look, just come clean, just admit what you did and move forward. Make the right decisions so that everybody can focus on the issues at hand. But can people focus on the issues at hand if they don't, if he doesn't have some kind of a press conference, whatever, answer a bunch of questions and say, this is it? And this is all because of the website Politico that reported back on October 30th, remember then, two women at the restaurant association where he was the president had been paid off after they made formal complaints against him. A third said that he also pestered her. Now there's this complaint. There's another woman that's coming forward, too. So, wow. And then there's a syndicated radio host, Steve Deese, who says that Kane made awkward and very inappropriate comments to two of his female staff during his visit to his studio a year ago in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't know that Kane is going to live this down. Oh, my. 800-259-5791. Thoughts, America? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a hate looking at my... Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my...
Well, if that wasn't enough, we've got something else to throw into the mix here on America Tonight. Normally, we could really beat the ban of what's going on politically, and we will, by the way, get to that when we go to odds and ends in our next segment, because there's certainly a lot to talk about the pipeline and what's going to happen there. Do the unions prevail? Do the environmentalists prevail? What ultimately does the president do? And we're talking about that Keystone pipeline from Canada all the way down to Texas. How do you feel about that, America? And it's really split. From everybody I've talked to, it's really split at this point. Plus, there's some other, I think, worthy controversies that affect all of us. It's worth peeling back the lid and diving into it a little bit deeper. But we can't ignore what's right in front of our faces because, after all, it is really the buzz. It really is what's happening in America. It's a snapshot of what all of you are talking about. And there's just something about that. It's like rubbernecking where you just can't believe it. You're kidding. That happened today? You're kidding. We have somebody from Talk Radio News on the program every day. And it was Victoria Jones this time around. And she said, you know, Herman Cain got a real gift because of the Michael Jackson verdict. So much focus on that, even in D.C., while all this other stuff was going on. And you had the woman coming forward and talking very explicitly about her experience with Cain, and then a fifth woman coming out saying that she had some uncomfortable moves made on her by Cain as well. You know, now is it all going to, or are all kinds of people going to come out of the woodwork? Who knows? But so much attention was paid late in the afternoon on Monday to that verdict that was rendered in the Jackson case. And of course, the part of the reason is because Michael Jackson was such a huge star. The Pepsi commercials, the albums that went platinum and beyond, the scandals in his life, all of that. He was an oddity, he was an idol, all kinds of things. And his death 2 years ago in those crazy, strange circumstances, now this is the tail end of it, with a doctor losing his license and going to prison for catering to the whims of Michael Jackson when he shouldn't have ever administered any of the things that he did that plainly would not be used in anyone's bedroom across the United States, unless they had a doctor on the payroll, had insomnia, wanted all kinds of freaky, weird things like propofol, and the doctor did whatever the patient wanted because they were being paid $150,000 a month. So did this doctor get what he deserved? Yeah. He got what he deserved. He definitely should not be practicing. That's number one. Whatever time he does, looks like county jail time, that kind of stuff, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. He does some of that. But in the end, justice is served here. But I said it before, what about those kids and Neverland Ranch and all that sort of stuff? Well, they didn't prove the case at the time, so everybody moved on from that. I don't think anyone's going to move on from this one. Really bizarre, really sad, really sick. Former Penn State football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky, who was a beloved guy for Penn State. Penn State, one of the big universities, linebacker U, in this country. Think of some of the big names that have come out of Penn State. Joe Paterno, Joe Pa, the coach who's been there forever and a day. Would you have ever thought that I would be saying, or you would hear anyone say, you know what, Penn State right now is in the eye of the hurricane when it comes to sexual abuse of young boys by a top former assistant to Joe Paterno? Two administrators didn't report the accusations. Turned a blind eye, then lied to the grand jury about it. Who knows how many other kids were molested because of that? It's like the Catholic Church and all the woes they've had and how they shuffled priests around when they knew in some cases what was going on. I'm not saying every incident, but when they did know, how sad and awful is that? You think of this guy in a situation where he's in a revered position, and here is what happened. He has a charity called the Second Mile to help young, underprivileged kids, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, and he was going after them. At least eight, they're saying there's at least eight. Oh, sickening. I mean, those children are ruined for life. They're scarred. And here's just a little bit more information. There was a grad student who specifically saw the abuse. So, and was horrified. I mean, saw in plain view, saw that there was a 10-year-old victim in the shower who was being obviously approached by Sandusky. So he reported it and went to higher ups, if you will, if you want to call it that, this graduate student, and nothing was done. And it happened in 2002. So six of the alleged eight victims so far have been identified. And because, who was responsible for not saying anything? Well, the people that are being questioned are athletic director Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, the school's Penn State's senior VP for business and finance. Both were released on bail after being charged with perjury and failure to report abuse. So they made court appearances on Monday afternoon in Harrisburg, about the time that the Michael Jackson verdict, the doctor verdict, Conrad Murray, was being handed down. They weren't required any to enter any kind of pleas, but they had to give up their passports. So they're being released on a pretty low amount, $75,000. Lawyers are representing both of them, and they're trying to come up with defenses like this bogus one for Schultz, his lawyer saying his client wasn't among those that was required by law to report suspected abuse. He was required to do it, so shouldn't he have not said anything? Naturally, they had a big emergency meeting of the Board of Trustees, the university president, and anyone else with some kind of title. They announced that both are going to be leaving their posts. Of course they are, because of how horrific this is. And they're saying they're innocent of any wrongdoing. No, they're not. They knew they had a grad student that went to them. What do you think? He's making up some cockamamie story and they don't do anything about it? Are you kidding? How many people, boys he abused over a 15-year period is what they're talking about. They're saying preteens and young teenagers, how he met them, the Second Mile, the charity I mentioned he founded, how convenient for at-risk kids. And he hasn't been involved with the program since 2008. And the reason why is because he told that foundation that he was being investigated on child sex allegations. So you can imagine that Happy Valley isn't so happy right now over this scandal. Not happy at all. And they shouldn't be. This is sad. They have a moral responsibility, if nothing else, to report that. How could you not report anything when you had somebody coming forward and telling you a strange story about that? It was obviously not made up. And the charges against him go from 94, over the period of 94 to 2009. So we certainly have only heard the beginning of this. The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner, Frank Noonan, held a press conference. They were going to do that, but they were being badgered with so many questions. And Noonan talked about this horrible situation.
This is not a case about football. It's not a case about universities. It's a case about children who have had their innocence stolen from them and a culture that did nothing to stop it or prevent it from happening to others. If they do go to somebody, who do they go to? Who's going to believe them when they're talking about an icon in the area?
And you know what? There's a point there. Well, who are they? Who's going to believe them? No, he's right. Nobody's going to believe that. It was the responsibility of those coaches, of those people who knew, of that athletic director, that it should have been reported. I mean, plain and simple, there's no reason that shouldn't have been out there. Here's a question. Do you think there's any chance that Joe Paterno knew? Any chance they went to Paterno and told him? Can you imagine if that were the case? Stay with us.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
And ends here on America Tonight. Believe it or not, there are other things happening besides all these scandals. I do want to say one thing about the Paterno deal. Paterno's saying that we were all fooled by this. He's going to have his own press conference because a lot of people are questioning about what he knew or didn't know. I mentioned the two Penn State officially type people who didn't say anything, and they're on the $75,000 bail. They've been bailed out, and they're stepping down or being let go, whatever you want to call it. And ultimately, it's about this linebacker's coach and what happens to him. And it's just sick and sad that nobody reported it, because it goes to that thing that I mentioned before that had people so upset about the Catholic Church and the priest. When there was a bad priest, a priest who was abusing his power over young boys, and nobody said anything, and then finally something's said, and they're shuttled off to a different parish, and the same thing is happening. That's just unconscionable. That is wrong. And whoever is ever traced back to those situations, they should be made to pay in some way, because you cannot give that back to somebody. You can't give that man his mind back, his life back, as to what happened to him when he was a kid and he trusted somebody in authority. And in this case, you're talking about at-risk kids who were probably happy to just be part of the program, and little did they know what was lurking around the corner for them in this guy who was an icon, part of that whole Penn State deal. And unfortunately, I think more things are going to start to emerge from that. Same thing with some of the other stuff that we've been talking about. Three big, huge scandals. One comes to an end in the Jackson deal. The Herman Cain thing, we don't know. Does he just say, okay, I'm sick of denying, I'm just going to have a press conference, I'm just going to talk about this, and do we all move on, and does it not dent his campaign as much? I think it's denting the campaign. I think the balloon is starting to be let out for Cain, whether he wants it to or not. Absolutely, that's what I see. And with the Penn State, shame on the people that didn't come forward. That's just, like I said, wrong. They should be let go immediately. Don't try to wait and see if they resign or come up with a way to say it or any of that kind of nonsense. Just boot them immediately. All right, on to a few other things that are worth a little bit of attention here on the show. One of the things that I find fascinating in this time where we're talking about politics so much, because of the fact that we've got a big presidential election coming up in 2012, there are a lot of dangling, I'm going to call them dangling kind of chads or obstacles that are in the way of the president. One of them is this pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline that's been talked about, the taking the crude from Canada and bringing it down through all the way down to the refineries in the U.S., down through Texas. And there's a lot of protests over that, and there's a lot of rallying around it. I think it's, if I did an unofficial survey, which I'm going to do, I would say it's probably 50-50 somewhere in that neighborhood, because the unions want to see it. We're talking about jobs, and the environmentalists don't want to see it because they're afraid that not enough has been done, not enough testing has been done. In fact, you know, the State Department wants to look at it. Not the State Department, environmentalists want to look at it because they're not too sure. They're not too sure about the environmental impact studies. And, you know, here's the thing. How can they not be too sure about the impact studies and be at this point already? Does that make sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would we be in that situation in the first place? Why would we be that far along? So they're putting Obama in that situation. And he'll ultimately, they're going to try to push it, I think, to beyond 2012. That way a decision doesn't have to be made right away, so he doesn't have to choose a side. Because in running, if he has to choose a side, what side is he choosing? The unions who want the jobs, who think the pipeline's fine and let's hurry up and push this through? Or the environmentalists who say, you're going to ruin groundwater in several areas if this pipeline goes through the backyards of X amount of people for the length that we're talking about that it would run? This is just one of the obstacles, and there are several others. That's why the Cain scandal, in a way, for the Democrats, not in a way, the Cain scandal for the Democrats is a good thing, because so much of the focus is there. It can take the focus off of some of the other things that are playing out, like the economy, like this jobs thing that is unraveling, because there's not going to be enough votes for that. And like the super committee thing, is a trillion going to be cut out? Is more than a trillion going to be cut out? Or does this just fall on the automatic trigger? And a trigger that will ultimately hurt defense. And it looks more and more like that because we're getting short of time. There's only so many hours in the day. You got a super committee made up of half Democrats, half Republicans. And when they get outside of closed doors, they make it sound like, oh, we're coming to a compromise. We might have found, you know, we might have found some common ground. But then upon further review, there is no common ground. We want to slash the spending and you want to increase the taxes. It's the same dance, just with a different spin. A different spin. That's it. So give me a break on that. In the meantime, the other obstacle is what's going on in Greece. And, you know, I keep saying this, and I keep thinking, okay, if you are listening to ATN right now and you're saying, hey, why is she talking about Greece? Who cares about Greece? That's over there. I've said the analogy that, oh, that's some place I would love to go and visit, but, hey, the people are protesting. They have different parties. They're not happy because now they gotta go to work or whatever. It's not about that. What it's about is about the euro and the banks, again, too big to fail. And guess what? Because we didn't let the banks break up and they were too big to fail, it's the same scenario we are tied to. The banks too big to fail. If everything collapses and it's a nightmare in Greece and now Italy too, because Italy wants money. How much money do you think the Germans are going to put up with if they're going to say, oh, yeah, sure, let's go ahead and do that. Let's bail out the Greeks and then let's bail out the Italians. And who's next? Who else do we have to bail out? There's some big, serious problems that could blow the lid off of so much of the financial picture. You would not believe it. Rick in Illinois. Oh, I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to talk about some of this other stuff. Hello.
Yes. You think they're just going to stick to Herman Cain, number four?
I think,
or six, or seven, or eight, or nine, or ten?
I think the more women that come out, absolutely. I think the fourth woman, yes, because with her credibility seems to be pretty good because she knew people were going to look into her background. She's a single mother, has a 13-year-old son, has been on a couple of boards, has people backing her up, has affidavits, especially from the boyfriend, as to what she said happened with Herman Cain a long time ago. So
yeah.
I think that they, I mean, again, no financial gain to her. She's not trying to sue. She's not trying to do anything other than they said that, and I believe this, that she was in, you know, just furious about some of the stuff that was being said, and it looked like he was going to just skate on out, and she didn't like that idea. So she decided, okay, well, then I don't care. I'll take it. I'll have people ask me questions, but I'm just going to be very direct, and I'm going to say it all out. And you heard how direct she was.
Yeah. But her lawyer, Gloria, she's a pretty funny girl.
She jumps to anything. She jumps to anything that has anything with a woman gone wrong. I mean, she's going to be there at their side immediately. And how she comes up in these cases, I don't know. I mean, almost anywhere she'll pop up in those particular scenarios. You're right.
She's for the women's side, and she's
I like her
comment about Herman Cain. She said that Herman was showed these women his stimulus package.
Yes.
She'll be a writer for Leno or Letterman or Saturday Night Live.
You heard the graphic description. Wow. Man.
Yeah
that's, here's the thing. Wonder what his wife is feeling like, because they've been together forever. What is she thinking hearing that? I mean, listen, it's, you know, stand by your man. We've seen this before. We've seen this happen with other politicians. But usually what happens, it's the undoing of them, whether it's Elliot Spitzer.
Yeah.
And, of course, there you're talking about a prostitute, so that's a little different. Whether you're talking about Anthony Weiner, the congressman,
yeah,
pregnant wife, that whole thing. And now Cain is a businessman who's still going to be a successful business person and be on the boards or whatever else he's still on. I don't think there's any danger of that. But here's what you really know. Will he decide to drop out, or will he just fight to the bitter end?
I think he's going to have to drop out.
I think he is too. That's what I think. I think if there's too much that comes out, thanks, Rick, he's going to be forced to drop out, because when do you decide, okay, I got to let go of this because I have no chance here now. I keep sinking like a rock, whether I like it or not, in the polls. And if that continues, I got no fight left in me, and I got no money to keep fighting this. Hang with us.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Up here, heading to the exits of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Right at the top, we talked about Michael Jackson, and we were just talking about the fact that Conrad Murray loses his license. He'll be sentenced at the end of November. Outside of the courthouse, it was very eerie. It seemed like the O.J. Simpson verdict, where people on the opposite side were screaming hysterical, excited about the Simpson verdict so many years ago. This time there were cries of joy outside of the courthouse after the physician was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. So we spoke to Clint David, a legal analyst, about a couple of things that happened in the day, the Jackson thing and also Penn State and what was happening there. But first on the Jackson deal, was, I asked him if he was surprised that there was no bail for him, that they decided he was a flight risk, and he said not really in this case.
I believe so. The judge was very specific that, you know, you have contacts outside of California. You know, I'm not persuaded that you're not a flight risk. I'm not persuaded that you don't have any prior criminal acts. And the judge obviously felt, the doctor certainly has financial means, friends. For whatever reason, the judge was not having any part of letting the good doctor stay out until sentencing toward the end of the month. And they handcuffed him right in the court. And they took him out. It was very, very dramatic.
It was very dramatic. Also dramatic was the perp walk for the Penn State football coach accused of sexually abusing boys. And prosecutors aren't ruling out even more charges or even victims in this awful case that has blown open Happy Valley in a very, very big university with a huge football program in this country. People are talking about the rippling effects of this, and who knows how many more victims, and of course ultimately proving it, but sad for all of those folks in that area, and you know, looking for answers in this, it's pretty tough. I mean, tough to figure out why nobody said anything. And even though this grad student had seen something, went to two school officials, and they didn't do anything. They didn't have any investigations on record, any of that kind of stuff. And then look what happens ultimately comes out, but who knows how many victims there were in between. So more on that with our legal analyst, Clint.
Oh, my gosh. This Kate, this is... I mean, this really transcends anything in the world of sports or selling sports memorabilia,
yeah,
or, you know, violating NCAA rules. This breaks every sort of cardinal rule of humanity, assuming these things happen. But, I mean, what you've got here are indictments. I mean, they have indicted two major officials with Penn State for perjury in front of the grand jury. They've indicted this former coach and who was going to be Joe Paterno's successor for 80 counts of child indecency and sex with a minor. I mean, it doesn't get any more disgusting. So the problem is going to be the typical Watergate, what did you know and when did you know it, where this grad student apparently saw this coach allegedly in the shower with a minor doing indecent acts, reported it to Coach Paterno. This is the story.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Paterno reported it to the athletic director. The athletic director reported it to his number two in charge. They apparently brought it to the attention of the coach, and that's where it stopped. The police were never contacted. That's where it ended. So, you know, Coach Paterno, for now, it said he is not a target. He is not under suspicion. They don't know that he's done anything wrong. But goodness gracious, the stain on the institution for not immediately going to the police if they didn't do that is just mind-boggling. It saddens me, and it's hey, we've got criminals involved here. Certainly these three that have been indicted, now they're presumed innocent, but I don't know if it gets any worse than this, quite honestly.
Yeah, I agree with him. I think it's sick, it's sad, and it does stain the university, and more will come out, and whether it falls in the favor of Penn State. But what excuse do you have? I can't come up with anyone. There's no legitimate excuse. It fell through the cracks. It didn't get sent up the line. We didn't believe what we were told. You know, come on. They wouldn't investigate that. Are you kidding me? To even have said what I saw in the shower. I was walking by and saw this and was stunned. Are you kidding me? Any other university, immediately action would have been taken, and who knows how many people wouldn't have suffered as a result of it. And really, honestly, that's the sad part in this. All right, let me squeeze in a couple of other things on a sports note of a more positive kind, if you're a Bears fan anyway. Bears knocked off the Eagles 30-24 in Monday night football. I think people know that I'm a huge Eagles fan, or I was a huge Eagles fan. Until they get rid of Andy Reid, I'm sorry, as the coach. And they're not going to, because in the win column, they've had enough wins. He's going to be there for a long time. and my hair is just going to turn gray. So Chicago, though, pulled off a big one. They pulled off a big one in the sense that Philly's now 3-5. This was the so-called dream team. The quarterback, Michael Vick, who has his own controversy he's still dealing with from the dog days, if you know what I mean, and the time that he served, gets $100 million to be the signal caller for this team. And they're 3-5. They're beaten at home by the Bears 30-24. So I guess if you're a fan of football, the great game of football, and you're watching, you're on the edge of your seat. If you're a gambler, you might not be happy with the result. And if you're a Philly fan like me, you're just sick by what you're seeing from this team. And if you hate the Eagles, you're excited because they got kicked in the end. They lost. It doesn't matter. Was it close? It's about the wins, isn't it? Speaking of wins, Joe Frazier was a guy who amassed a lot of wins in his day as a former heavyweight champ. And he was a champ in the golden era of heavyweight boxing. I can remember as a kid my uncle talking about Joe Frazier. And one time in my sports career, I had a chance to meet Smokin' Joe. He seemed like a nice guy, just a brief conversation with him. That's all I had. But Smokin' Joe, just incredible, the fights that he had with Muhammad Ali, three big fights with Ali that people still talk about. And he was known in the fight game for his devastating left hook. And if you looked at his career, he retired in the mid-70s with a 32-4-1 record. And he had one last comeback fight. Because remember, they were always trying to get some of these great heavyweight guys to come back. And he tried to come back in 1981. And what's interesting about Frazier, and he had a gym in Philly, he was a beloved character there. He was the son of a South Carolina sharecropper. And he worked his way all the way up to get inside the rings. And he made his name originally, people forget this, by winning a gold medal for the United States at the 64 Summer Games in Tokyo. And his legend was really sealed, though, in those fights that I mentioned with Muhammad Ali. Frazier got the better of Ali in the fight of the century. That one was at Madison Square Garden, and that was in 1971. And I've only seen this on tape, but in the 15th round, Frazier hit the probably the most famous left hook in the history, certainly at that time, of boxing, catching Ali on the jaw and, boom, dropping the champ for a four count. Just incredible to see that little footage of Joe Frazier. And Joe Frazier had a boxing gym, like I said, in Philadelphia for many, many, many years. And sadly, Joe Frazier, diagnosed with liver cancer, now dead at the age of 67.